Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
6:14 on a foggy Wednesday morning, January 7th. I thought it only appropriate to bring the chairman of the board back to talk about the shutdown of the government because, again, it seems as though we've done this before. Andy Smith joins us now, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. How you doing, Andy? Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too. That's a great, what they call that, walk-in music or
bumper music.
When the guy comes in.
Walk-on music.
Walk-on music.
Yeah, exactly. So we really are looking at the same thing over and over and over. And, boy, I got to tell you, you know, I do this for a living, but when I get to think about the shenanigans that go on in Washington and how little I have anything to do with affecting any of that, it just kind of makes you want to go fishing, doesn't it?
Well, I'm skiing up here, but, yeah, I get
okay.
your point.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. Skiing, well, we don't ski here because there's no hills. We wouldn't go anywhere. It'd just be... Yeah, you'd just be standing there on skis, although I guess we could cross-country ski. Tell me what the situation is with the government and the shutdown, and where do we stand and all that?
Well, government shutdown, same place. We've been kicking the can down the road. They're going to have the same partisan divide on this as we've had before. People are angling for the 2026 midterm elections, coming up with issues that are going to be resonate with the electorate, try to motivate their bases. They'll eventually come to some sort of conclusion, but it's going to be more of the same, and I don't think we're going to get any long-term resolution from this one any more than we did from the last one or the previous 10.
What are the stakes going to be here? What are going to be the talking points? Who's going to be going after what? Is it still about affordable health care or, I'll put that in quotation marks, affordable health care subsidies, et cetera?
I'm sure there'll be some of that. It's going to be the entire issue that has been pushed on affordability and the policies that may help people that are being hurt by the inflation and the lingering inflation. I don't think that the health care subsidy things are going to be that big of an issue this time around, largely because it didn't seem to work last time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Democrats will pivot to some other issue. You got to pick an issue that's going to impact more of the country, and most of the country, frankly, aren't going to be impacted by the cut to those extended subsidies for Obamacare. So I think that there's going to have to be another issue. But the biggest problem that I think the Democrats face is, you know, what the heck is the next issue? We see that seem to change on a day-by-day basis. Foreign policy issues are places where the president definitely has an advantage over Democrats. But going into Venezuela, is that going to be something that's going to demonstrate enough support to help out with this budget issue? I don't think so. We're not really seeing that, you know, result in too much of a bump in the president's job approval rating. So I think the Democrats are in a difficult spot. The Congress is always in the losing end of these budget shutdown battles. So I think that we're going to just see the president, the Trump administration basically hold its ground. Now, I will say the one thing that is hurting Republicans in this is that their majority is getting slimmer and slimmer with the death of Congressman Malfa out in California. They now only have, a 5-seat majority in the House of Representatives, and there's always going to be a few. The 3-seat majority, excuse me, there's always going to be some Republicans that aren't on board with Trump. And if they can't get through that legislation through the House, whatever the new spending legislation is, it's going to have a hard time going forward in the Senate.
So, you know, as you say that, I think that traditionally, like I remember from political science in college, I've taken a course or two, Andy. So settle back, you know, and I know you're going to be awed here in a minute, but I remember, you know, learning that presidents, for whatever reason, tended to deal more with foreign policy than the bureaucracy, because they could influence foreign policy more than they could the bureaucracy. And with that as a backdrop, I realized that last year it was DOGE, right? That was the big thing. We were going to talk about the government bureaucracy. This year, it seems though it's definitely foreign policy with what happened with Maduro. Has the president made any inroads as far as the bureaucracy of the government goes, or was DOGE just a flash in a pan?
I think so, that they have made an impact. Whether it's good or bad, it depends on your perspective of what the bureaucracy is doing. But I just came back from D.C. My sister lives down there, and she's got, you know, her whole neighborhood, I think, works for the government or worked for the government at one point or another. A lot of retirements. A lot of concern about losing your job, a lot of concern about budgetary issues, and that means that they're acting differently. So the bureaucracy is not acting as stubbornly as it might have been before with a different president. So I think that if their goal is to shake up the bureaucracy, they've certainly shaken it up. What it will settle back into is the question now. Will it settle back into more of the same, or will it be a new, more responsive bureaucracy to the administration, whichever administration is up to, still up in the air?
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Andy Smith, our friend, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. You got any questions, comments about a looming government shutdown? 504-260-1870-620 on the button. Time for traffic, WWL. 626, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Andy Smith, the director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. Wheels goes round and round, another government shutdown approaching. So what are the deadlines for this? What are the timelines? What can we look for? Something to start happening? And what is the likelihood, in your opinion, Andy, that...
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
A shutdown happens.
You know, be honest, I couldn't tell you what the deadline is. Frankly, I've been so busy looking at other things, I haven't been paying as much attention to this. But the likelihood that something will happen is probably similar to the last one, that we'll see something. I have to wait to see what the Democrats are going to push as their angle against Trump. And that's really going to be the issue here, and what the Trump administration puts in, or what the House puts in. So, as I mentioned, the House is in a much different position now. That majority is very small. They're not going to have necessarily the votes coming into the midterm election, because I think the Republicans are really afraid of losing the House, and the individual members are afraid of losing their seats. So they may not be going along with the president like they had in the past. I think it depends on the issues that come up, but I still think that we're likely to see a shutdown. We're likely to see it go on a few more weeks, like the last one did. Likely not to see a lot of upset people in the public, because last one, even though it was the longest one on record, was kind of ho-hum. And I think we're going to see a repeat of that same sort of issue.
I can tell you from the text I get, they go exactly as I thought they should after Maduro, or as I thought they would, which is the people that favor President Trump are staunchly behind him. The people that are against him are staunchly against him. If I say anything that in any way can be viewed as a negative toward President Trump, I get called an idiot. But look, I've been called an idiot by a lot more important people than the texters, so that doesn't even begin to bother me, right? So the point I'm making is, how far does he push his foreign policy thing, and politically, where are the road bumps for him with this?
How far does he push it? Well, that remains to be seen, because he hasn't been stopped on other issues. I mean, the idea of going into a country that we're not in good terms with, but we're not certainly, there's certainly places on earth that are bigger problems than Venezuela. But the fact that we've gone into a country like that and basically kidnapped a dictator, well, there's precedent. We did it with Noriega in Panama under the Bush administration. But that's a big step, threatening to go into Mexico next, or Colombia or Cuba. Those are big steps. The biggest step that he's been talking about is Greenland.
That's crazy.
My goodness, that's an ally.
Right.
I don't know where we go next with this, but the fact that I didn't think we would go into Venezuela, because I thought that was too big of a step, and he went ahead and did it.
And what you said, Andy, to me, to interrupt you for a second, sums it up, because there are a lot bigger problems and more bigger enemies than that. That's what surprised me about this.
Well, we're kind of in like a sphere of influence grab, land grab right now. We're trying to take over as much of the of things that are in our backyard, and that's, you know, frankly, that is the same thing that China and Russia are doing in their backyard.
Right.
So maybe Trump is saying we'll just get in on the same game.
So what he's going to keep going, as I understand him, he's going to keep going until somebody stops him.
I agree.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. Give me a text at 504-260-1870. How do you define the American dream? Because we're going to talk about that when we come back. Recent report says the American dream costs $5 million over a lifetime to be able to afford it. Before we can decide whether we can afford it, let's decide what it is. Text me at 504-260-1870. How do you define the American dream? Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.